TopLessRobot.com presents...
You're listening to Animated Opinions, the only podcast where the mouth flaps don't match the audio. I'm Melanie.
I'm Emily.
And today we have for you one of so many movies that told you it was from the producers of Shrek or from someone who had some tangential connection to Shrek. It's Don Quixote, except it's Don Quixote, like the word donkey and then X-O-T-E. Really, that's the only time you're going to hear me clarify this, so just deal.
Wait, no, really? Somebody who did Shrek had to do with this?
Yeah, it's on the poster.
I don't remember.
I'm so sorry for you. Let me Google the poster so that way I can read it to you.
Please. I want to know who was involved in this.
If you haven't already, and you don't see our social media, and you don't click on us from our parent site, TopLessRobot.com.
Basically, if you don't listen to us at all.
Yeah, why are you here?
Which is 99.99% of the population. More than that, but yeah.
Everyone but like 20 people. Hi, 20 yes. People. Love you. Yes, it's from the producers of Shrek.
Are you fucking serious?
Wait, what does que verían mean? Does that mean who saw?
I didn't do Spanish.
I'm sorry, I can't get this in I can't get this poster in English. I've gotten it in like 3 separate languages. There's a PlayStation game of this.
Yeah.
Oh no.
I put it in the notes.
Yeah, I took my notes before you, so I didn't go back.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, dummy.
Sorry.
Do you forget that if my notes are already done, why would I go back?
It was for the PC, PS2, one for the PSP, and one for DS.
Oh, I'm finna look that up and talk about it live on this podcast. We are not prepared.
Nah.
This is sad.
It's okay, though.
Okay, so now that we've gotten exactly nowhere, and I'm probably going to cut all of this.
Yes.
Let's actually talk about Don Quixote.
Yeah,
a fuckers. Movie that barely has a plot.
Well, yeah, we opened on some Spanish names, and apparently the film opens with a narration of the story as told by Cervantes, but the narrator is allegedly interrupted by the donkey Rucio, who insists on telling the true story of the adventure. Now, I feel like it wasn't interrupted at all. Like, this person got through the entire narration.
Oh.
They gave us like the full plot of Don Quixote, which
yeah, but
you shouldn't
donkey
need.
Walks on screen.
Yeah, I guess. The donkey has a name, Rucio.
They did not... It's weird that they write a story about Don Quixote and... fuck. My brain is not on today, which is not useful. It's weird that you would create a movie about Don Quixote and Sancho Panza and then not use their established characters or the adventures they've been on at all?
No, they do. They come in.
Yeah, but I feel like...
This is like a sequel to Don Quixote, as told by a donkey who is Don Quixote's neighbor. Really, the problem here is that you should have had... You basically need to know a lot about Don Quixote to immediately jump into this kid's movie.
Yeah. You need to know so much. At any rate, the movie begins with narration. Donkey interrupts it, who insists on telling the true story. Don Quixote's horse is a coward who thinks Don Quixote is a dumbass. He is correct. And also severely underfed. I feel bad for this horse.
Yes.
Whereas Donkey thinks Don Quixote is a hero and wants to be his steed on the next adventure. There's other talking animals that are not important to the plot. So, like, just don't.
Yeah, they're chickens, right? Yeah, there's like an army of chickens, which is terrifying. I just want to point out that my stream for this, I watched it on Amazon because it's free. My stream opened on an ad for Tumbleleaf, so I was a little bit mad that I was not getting like toasty and watching an adorable show that I had worked on. Rather, I was sober watching Don Quixote, but I was being tortured by Tumbleleaf.
You were just too busy thinking about watching something better.
Yeah, I was like, this movie hadn't even started. All I did was click on it, got an ad, and went, I hate this movie already.
Oh, yeah. I hated this movie when Donkey made a reference to another donkey he knew who happened to hang out with a big green guy. Fucking Shrek reference.
Oh, I missed that. Probably because I was waiting for the donkey to butt in.
I hate you. The donkey was talking when he said that.
I was Googling the plot of the novel Don Quixote so I could understand what the fuck was happening in the narration of this movie.
Because
you
want to
know how I know that? Because I still have like 4 tabs about Don Quixote open on my laptop.
Nice.
Yeah, with the notes to this movie, it's like Don Quixote plot, Don Quixote, like, adaptation, spark notes. And I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, it wasn't until I saw this movie, I think, that I realized just what Shrek did to the fairy tale genre and how lasting the subversive fairy tale was in children's film.
Oh, right.
Like, prior to Shrek, it's just like, here's your fairy tale. And after Shrek, it's like, fuck you. We're jaded as hell. Have your goddamn princess.
I understand it because Shrek made hand over fist money, but I also don't understand why everyone was like, yes, we will also do this and it will not get tiresome at all.
Yeah,
because let me tell you, it's tiring.
Yeah, I really, if you haven't guessed yet, the whole theme, and I'm pretty sure you said this in a prior episode, there's a giant wasp outside my window trying to get in.
That's the theme, the giant wasp.
Yes, the giant wasp that lives right outside my window, I guess. It seems to have taken up residence. Yeah, the theme is fairy tales, and only movies that were made prior to 2001 are not subversive fairy tales.
Yeah. Ooh. That's how we ended up watching Princess and the Goblin. Fucking
yeah, but that was like a truer fairy tale than any of the other movies that we've seen.
That's fair.
I think of everything we've seen, but also, I mean, The Lorax is not truly a fairy tale. And neither is Howard Lovecraft. And neither is Ogre. Which is, they work thematically.
Actually, I would argue that all of those are fairy tales in the sense of being morality. Especially, The Lorax is a morality tale.
Yeah, The Lorax is more like a cautionary tale told using, it's not hyperbole. What is the word I'm looking for? Not metaphors.
A framing device?
Parable.
Oh, parable. Yeah, the Lorax is an Aesop. Howard Lovecraft is a fucking nightmare. Also, I would argue that Howard Lovecraft is trying very hard to be a new age fairy tale and is just not succeeding.
Mel.
Emily.
Mel. Well, I'm doing this podcast on my own now. Howard Lovecraft.
Emily!
You know, it's kind of like a dark fairy tale, something cautionary. Everything else is more of a traditional fairy tale. Charming, Hoodwinked, Princess and the Goblin, even Ogre, like a little tiny bit. But it also serves as more of a cautionary tale than anything, even if it's not, like, Ogre was not made to be a fairy tale. It's made to be a sci-fi original.
Okay, that's fair. Oh my God, this movie, though. We are We're like 10 minutes in.
Yeah, we haven't even talked about how bad it looks yet.
It looks, the donkey is just donkey from Shrek, but bad and like shaved. Nobody has hair.
Yeah. They definitely had one modeler who had seen Shrek. And I feel like they did the movement a little bit better. Not than Shrek, but like than other horses that I have seen in 3D animated movies.
But yes, I agree with that.
They definitely could not have hair or fur because that was too hard. Like this was a 2007 movie, but it was also made by a small studio. It was a partnership between, oh God, I feel like I put the production at the end. Lumic Studios is an Italian company. It's publicly owned and they produce CG and live action movies. So they're also based in Turin, which is great. They kind of exist, over by Turin Polytechnic Institute. So they're around a bunch of colleges. But yeah, they co-produced this movie with, oh, for fuck's sake, I've lost it. Filmax Animation. So Spain and Italy were just like, let's make Don Quixote. I don't know why they did that. I just don't know. So yeah, the budget for the movie was $19 million. And it earned $18 million. So it lost a little bit. But it wasn't, I mean, this wasn't as big a failure as we're going to make it seem, shockingly. But yeah.
Yeah.
The reason nobody has hair, the reason nothing is, I don't want to say the reason nothing looks good. The reason that it's not like 2007 level is because it was, likely because it was made by like a smaller publicly owned, we're working together studio that just likely didn't have the capability to do so. So nothing really has fur or hair the way you kind of expect them to.
Yeah, it's genuinely terrible. As I noted, this is some barnyard level shit when they were all in the barn talking about nothing. Mm-hmm. None of the animal plot is useful.
No, it's just filler. And, like, it's weird filler because it doesn't pad out anything.
No.
Like, the barnyard filler. The barnyard filler, you could cut it out, but you also get a little bit of the descent between the animals and you kind of get a slightly better picture of the dynamic on the farm, but you could cut it. Whereas this is just like, yo, what the fuck are we doing?
It's weird because they don't evenly cut between the animals and the humans either. It's not like it's just two parallel stories that happen to involve the same cast of characters.
Right.
It's like 80% of the movie is the Don Quixote movie, and then 20% of the movie is an entirely separate movie about the donkey.
Yeah, that they just kind of mash together. Oh, God. And the horse model. The model for Don Quixote's horse, who is name I cannot currently remember.
It's horse.
Yeah, it's horse. It was something. Like, its whole face is fucked up. Like, that's not what horses look like. I get that it's like a stylistic cartoony choice, but it looks so out of place when you compare it to the realistic looking, well, air quotes around realistic looking horses, and the air quotes around realistic donkey. I say air quotes because podcasts are such a visual medium, and you can definitely see me doing these.
But oh, yeah.
Oh, God, this horse just looks awful. I thought he was wearing bell boots. So for those people that are not horse people, because this will require a little bit of explaining, bell boots are rubber boots that you pull over horses' front feet, and it, you know, they have multiple uses. I would put them on to prevent my horse from reaching too far under with his hind legs and ripping off his front shoes because he had a nice, good, stretchy range of motion with his leggies. And Some people use them for turnout because their horses would pull off their shoes playing a little too hard. It just helps a little bit. And you can pull them on, but it basically looks like your horse has just this bell, hence bell boot, of rubber around them. And usually they're black. So I was looking at this movie and the horse model going, is he wearing bell boots? Or is that a modeling choice? Like, I was having trouble telling what parts of this horse were parts of this horse.
Yeah. I was too busy trying to understand this movie because the mix was off, or the dialogue was weird and like not written in English primarily. I wanted subtitles super bad because I was having trouble understanding anybody.
Yeah, I wish that I could tell you for sure what was happening. But here's what I think keeps happening in these movies, and this is why we keep complaining about mouth flaps. This is what I think is happening. Non-English speaking countries are making English dialogue movies so that they can make more money because English speaking movies sell.
It's true.
And then the animators do their best to match the English track reads based on their reference and style, so we get these over-exaggerated lip flaps. Alternately, this movie was 100% done overseas by, and I say overseas, it's overseas for us in California. They were in Europe. They were just a couple countries away. Actually, Spain and Italy, do they touch? No, France is in the way. Fuck you, France. Anyway, so this was done in Europe, and, you know, it's between two countries, but most of it was done in Lumic, which is Spanish, so this movie was likely entirely in Spanish. And then they just have an English dub that they just kind of yeeted out to the world for the rest of us.
Yeah, that makes sense, you know?
Yeah, this is the one movie that we're like, oh yes, this is a, air quotes, foreign animated movie. And not just, oh shit, it was made in Montreal or made in Vancouver, you know? Does anything happen in Quebec anymore? Like, what the fuck is up with Quebec?
I don't know, man.
What even is Quebec? What?
Did you understand the dialogue and plotting in this movie? Because I keep rolling back around to it in my notes that I just had a hard time telling what was happening.
Yes. So.
Okay, good.
I'm going to give you a rundown up until this next plot bit, which you awesome. Will read. So, we open up. We're given the entire plot of Don Quixote, and we're kind of told why Quixote and Sancho Panza hate each other. Panza is this, like, fat little dwarf dude who is Quixote's ex-best friend, and Quixote is a head in the clouds dreamer, a.k.a. he's basically Tulio from fucking... I mean, Miguel was the dreamer, but Tulio was... He looks like he's modeled. He's a 3D model of Tulio from fucking Road to El Dorado. So,
oh, 100%.
There's also this other villain, I guess. There's like a villain that we just have not been introduced to at all in this plot summary. So this villain, whose name I don't know, is trying to get Quixote killed, question mark, or trying to find Dulcinea, question mark. And he gives Quixote this magic armor that is possessed by a ghost, I guess. Like, whoops.
Question mark.
Question mark. That's a big question mark. And this villain gets Sancho Panza and Don Quixote to team up to go on this adventure, or tries to, but Panza leaves in a huff because he's just like, Quixote, you've ruined my life because you're a head in the clouds dreamer. And Quixote's like, but dude, we should go on an adventure. It'll be good for you. It'll get you away from your nagging wife. And of course, Rucio, the donkey, is all for it. Like, he's eavesdropping on this and he's just like, hell yeah, I have to go on this adventure with Quixote. Excuse me. I have to go on this adventure. I cannot. I'm not allowed. This movie plot is actively trying to kill me. I apologize. So, shit. Motherfucker. Okay. I had to, like, backtrack what I had just said to you guys. We get Quixote convincing Panza. Do we call him Panza or Sancho? Sancho. Quixote finally convinces Sancho to accompany him on this adventure to find the legendary slash beautiful Dulcinea. And that is where we catch up. So Quixote is given this magic armor and he's just like, oh my God, it fits like a glove. And I was like, it fits like a fucking glove because it's molded onto your goddamn torso. And I also have a note that just says your tile textures are showing. And I don't remember what that was in reference to, but it's very, 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 very relevant for this movie because holy shit, their tiles are showing.
Oh yeah. They had some really not good environment modelers, and you can tell because they barely go to any environments.
Hell yeah.
All right, Jenna Marbles.
Sorry, I love her so much.
Who doesn't?
Jenna Marbles, senpai. Internet mom.
Also, if Jenna Marbles wants to be on this podcast, she is always welcome. Jenna, we will drop everything and make a podcast for you.
What movie do you think Jenna Marbles would want to watch?
Ooh. Okay, I think it's something about dogs, because dogs.
Yeah, so but it really wouldn't be like all dogs go to heaven.
No, I think we'd have to watch like The Queen's Corgi or Roadside Romeo.
My God, we would have to watch The Queen's Corgi.
I wish there was something about greyhounds, because I feel like if we could find a bad animated movie about greyhounds, we could get Jenna Marbles in.
We can just make one.
Oh, no, Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
Oh my God.
3.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's it. Petition Jenna Marbles to come on Animated Opinions, because that makes sense.
Yeah, the fuck everything. Just, we're dropping everything. I'd do it.
I would do it in a heartbeat.
We did watch Cats and Dogs, so. If we ever get sponsored by Frank's Hot Sauce, we can go after Jenna Marbles. And by go after,
If Jenna's on this podcast, I'll sob so hard.
What was that thing I sent you that it was just like, this week's sponsor is Squarespace. Go to our website at emilymakesshitwithfrankshotsauce.com/animatedopinions.
Yeah, that's us.
Yeah, okay.
That's our, that's what we're doing. We are now unofficially sponsored by Frank's Red Hot. Put it on everything, including your podcasts.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah, please, dunk Fred's Red Sauce.
Wow, fuck you. This podcast is over.
I am so tired.
I'm hitting end.
Goodbye.
This has been Don Quixote.
Yes. We need to get to the plot.
There is no plot.
Oh, no.
Whatever.
There's a reason it took us 2 weeks to record this.
Oh, fuck it. Okay, so Quixote and Sancho Panza are propositioned by a bad actor to participate in a duel over who can win Dulcinea. In preparation for the duel, Quixote and Panza cross the country, finding that there are many men who are impersonating Quixote and try and participate in the duel. Oh, wait, is that who they're talking about right now? The bad actor is the evil guy?
Yeah, because they never said his name.
Holy shit, I also don't know. Sorry, I just like skipped ahead in this because I didn't realize that he was a bad actor making them participate in a duel. I thought they were just going to find Dulcinea.
No, they show up in his office and he's like, go to this duel.
No, he summons them.
Yeah, to tell them about the duel, and okay, Dulcinea is going to fucking be there. I don't know.
The entire duel is faked, down to Dulcinea being a wooden cutout. The carriage holding the cutout runs away. Quixote and Panza follow it to save Dulcinea.
The bad guy looks like Syndrome.
If you took Syndrome and Doctor Strange and made them fuck, this would be the unholy child of that union.
Also, okay, being in the same room as Don Quixote and this Syndrome guy makes Sancho look so short. Like, he's child-sized.
Yeah, but he's got forearms, though. Like, holy shit.
Oh, yeah, he's a thick man.
Holy shit. Also, Syndrome is probably the most interesting designed character at this point in the movie. And I did not understand, okay, at this point in the movie, we have been introduced to all of our characters, pretty much. I have the note. There's Flynn Rider, Tony Stark. Who is this? Then I realize that is Quixote. And the next note is, it's just Tulio. So we are introduced to our main character, and I don't know who he is. Like, that's not a good sign. That's just not good.
Also, a lot of this movie takes place outside, because every time they go inside, the textures are a goddamn nightmare. They must have had one very sad environment designer on this movie, and I feel bad for that person, because they were clearly overworked.
I couldn't tell you. I didn't recognize any names in the credits. I barely watched through the credits. Doesn't matter.
Also, we haven't seen Dulcinea yet, so I was just like, is Dulcinea even hot? I have several questions, but the movie does not bother to answer that.
Yeah, it's... No, it's because, we're never... Like, Dulcinea is basically a myth, a legend. And the only reason that Panza is there is because they... Panza is there being roped into this adventure because he has allegedly seen Dulcinea. He is the only one who knows what she looks like. Allegedly.
Yes, supposedly. Allegedly. On top of this, the voice acting is so bad that it makes everything even less understandable.
Yeah, it's... I don't know.
Nothing matters.
It's just, I think they were like, if I overact these lines, it will make this better, but it actually just looks shittier.
I feel like, based on the fact that none of this makes sense, but the donkey's parts especially don't make sense, they changed the movie when they recognized it was bad and shoved the donkey in last minute and made him look like Shrek's donkey to sell it.
Potentially. I could see that. Like, they were just like, oh, our main characters aren't compelling enough, shoving. But at the same time, the donkey plot is like, I actually really liked the wide scenery shots in this movie because it looked almost like physical models and felt like a stop motion set. Like, it was very out of place. It's like the scene in Jack and the Cuckoo Clock Heart where they're on the train.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's what the backgrounds felt like to me for this movie. And I just wasn't really expecting it. Oh, sorry. We were talking about the donkey. I just jumped to the next note because I was thinking about being physically assaulted whenever I take my dog for a walk.
Jesus.
What?
This is fucking dark.
What?
This is a comedy podcast. Get your shit together, Emily.
Oh, I wasn't hugged enough as a child. So
I know.
The donkey plot is, I could see where you're like, oh, they just shoved it in to have it, like to make this movie make more sense. But at the same time, I feel like that's not possible because the ending is like weirdly crucial to the donkey. No.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like they made the donkey or tried to make the donkey a bigger character than he actually should have been. They were trying to make the donkey the main character, but failed spectacularly at it. Like, he's a side character at best. This is not Shrek. But yeah, so that's what I feel about the donkey. I mentioned that I really like the wide shots because they look like stop motion sets, a la Jack and the Cuckoo Clock Heart. The horse's mane, Quixote's horse's mane, is green for some reason. And it was weird. And
yeah,
so their unit of money in this, which was the only time I laughed, was Euro crowns.
That's a good...
I was like...
I didn't even hear that.
Oh, shit. Because he was like, this is 10 euro crowns. I was like, are you shitting me right now? They were just like, we need a unit of money.
I liked, they started playing True Colors for some reason. And I was like, what is this movie? How did they get the licensing rights to True Colors?
You know, couldn't tell you. Could not tell you.
Don Quixote and Sancho Panza and their horses saved the Queen of Spain from a lion, leading to the king and queen offering the army's assistance in finding Dulcinea. They also make Sancho Panza a governor in a, I guess, a double cross to Don Quixote, because Dulcinea isn't real, and they're trying to marry a fake Dulcinea, who might be the princess, off to Don Quixote before the end of the full moon. And I read the plot is gone for me. Yeah, for whatever reason. Here.
Like, is there a time limit? I couldn't
take heads or tails of any of this shit.
No, it was so, once they got to the part where it was in the castle with the king and the queen, I was like, what? No, what the fuck? What is this?
Yeah. Also, the magic armor that Don Quixote wears reminds me of Troll Hunters.
Yeah, and you were like, why is his armor magic? And I was like, they explained at the very beginning that it was haunted. Weren't you paying attention when Syndrome got mad at them for not being friends anymore?
I couldn't hear that scene, so no. That's why I needed subtitles. The lion and the queen both look like shit. The lion looks terrible and just, like, awful. And then the queen's face has an insane amount of polygons in it whenever she does anything.
Yeah, I think it's because she was modeled. She was modeled with her creepy smile on, and that was causing her face to deform improperly.
My very next note: have the models degraded over the course of this film? The answer: yes.
Probably, yeah.
Also, they tell some kind of offensive trans joke in this movie. Thanks, 2007.
I didn't catch it at all.
I think it was just an aside, but whatever it was, I got angry about it. If I remembered what it was, I'd tell you.
Yeah, it's not worth the rewatch. But also, this movie was like 2007, though.
I know. Also, they bring in fake Dulcinea, and she's like, she has a Valley Girl accent and is a huge bitch, and I love her. She is the best part of this movie by a large margin.
Yeah, it's something. But, yeah, this is where I just kind of gave up, because I didn't understand the donkey plot.
No, like, it doesn't just matter.
No.
They cut to him every now and then, but it's like, maybe a movie happened and we missed most of it? Because I can't make heads or tails of what's going on.
Right. I just what the fuck was going on at this point? Because Quixote had never seen Dulcinea. He's just, why is he so in love with her? I just don't get it.
He's been,
why is he going to marry
her?
Your
princess. He's been your princesses in another castle so many times that he just wants to, like, nail her down so that way he doesn't have to look for her.
I just don't get it. It doesn't make sense.
Well, neither does the king and queen trying to force fake Dulcinea and Don Quixote to marry before the full moon wanes. Sancho Panza puts a stop to it at the last second, revealing the truth to Don Quixote. The two sadly head out, but end up at the duel that was scheduled with the Shadow Knight, from earlier in the film to prove Don Quixote's worth. Sancho takes him there and is like, let's do this fight to make you feel better, buddy. Don Quixote chooses the donkey to be his steed in the fight. Quixote fights the bad guy, his magic armor defeats the angry cursed armor, as Syndrome's plan was. I don't fucking know. It ends up that the real Dulcinea is the final combatant, and she was the one that put on the duel, because she wanted to find the actual valiant Don Quixote. Yeah. To get married and live happily ever after the end.
Yeah, like, okay.
Here is the only funny line in the movie.
Yeah.
Don Quixote gets knocked out, and fake Dulcinea runs up to him, and she goes, ugh, dumb is fine, but I'm not marrying a vegetable. And that made me laugh.
Yeah, there are some pretty great titty wiggles in this. I got ice cream at this point because the movie was terrible. And I had a moment. Oh, this was in the barn. So we kind of cut to the donkey plot again, where Quixote's horse gets knocked out by a fake horse, or they're trying to seduce the horse.
Oh, that's where the trans joke was. That was a very pretty horse, and it had a man voice, which then they were like, ew, that's gross. And I was like, they're a fucking transphobic movie.
Yeah, so the camera move I call out is there, that horse nails Quixote's horse, which I still don't know the name of, and we're almost done with the movie, in the face, and I thought my movie stream cut out because that camera move was so bad. And turns out it's just camera move. That's, I fucking went for it. It was disgusting.
My notes are just, fuck this movie. I still kind of don't understand the plot. I might just not be paying enough attention, but I feel like this is very poorly written.
Yeah, it really was very poorly written. And I kind of assumed that your notes were about the dance party.
Probably. Who knows at this point?
Also, I thought the horse was dead, and then I realized, so at this point in the movie, I realized that those were hooves, not bell boots. There were no shadows on anything. I think it's the queen, or maybe fake Dulcinea. She grabs her tits and says, this is a real woman. And I was like, who is this movie for? Like, who is
this? My note is, this movie did not need to be animated. We're not getting anything from it being animated. And then also 666 happened, and I was like, Mark of the Beast, what's up?
Yeah. It's... woof. I didn't understand that part. Once again, what the fuck was this movie? Because it should have been a totally different movie. And I feel like there was something that came out prior to this, and this was a sequel. And that was when I realized that I would have had to read all of Don Quixote to understand this bullshit movie, and even then it wouldn't have helped that much.
The jousting scene, the fact that they go to the joust, feels like it comes out of nowhere, because they're in a valley with trees, and then they end up at the one tent that is the jousting location. They just did not have enough money to animate them going anywhere. So you're going to tree land, and then you're going straight to the joust. Do it.
Yeah. I didn't understand why we had to go like full Knight's Tale. But they also didn't have the rights to Queen. The donkey was changing color. The music was bullshit. Also, at this point, Rucio the donkey... Oh, what we need to understand here is in this fight, Quixote's horse, like, cannot... Not fight, but in the joust, Quixote's horse is a coward and, like, has a breakdown. And Quixote's like, oh, no, I need a steed. And Rucio's like, fucking pick me. Tag me in, coach. So Rucio, the little tiny donkey, is in the joust. Oh, I had to stretch really bad, sorry. Rucio, fuck these names, is in the joust. And he's got on, like, this livery, which is branded by mobile gas. Like, it's like a takeoff on mobile. Did you notice
that? Oh.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, it was bad. I was like, what the fuck is this? And there was a segment of 2D animation that was totally fine. When the ghost guy, because Quixote's magic armor saves him from a fatal blow, And the spirit within the armor comes out. And it's just like, thank you for freeing me, Quixote, and fucking you'll find Dulcinea, or whatever. I don't know what actually happened, But the 2D animation sequence was totally fine, and it looked like the dude was going to heaven, and then he fucking got dragged down to hell. Literally, we see it.
Yeah, it was great. That was shocking. My note, fuck, I stopped paying attention. Also, how did Dulcinea become real? What's happening?
Yeah, I...
I know.
I don't know why you thought it wouldn't end with Dulcinea becoming real, or just, like, being real. Did we ever point out that Sancho Panza was lying about having seen Dulcinea?
I don't know. He was also going to be the governor.
Yeah, but only...
fucking cares?
Only if he said... only if he lied to Quixote and was just like, yeah, this fake bitch is Dulcinea. That was the deal.
Which, like, fine.
So, yeah, Sancho Panza, for whatever reason, lied about having seen Dulcinea in the first place, because the whole reason this kicks off is because he has seen the legendary Dulcinea and can identify her. And that's why they need to go on this adventure, and that's why he comes. And he admits to the queen in the castle that he has never seen Dulcinea, and she's like, well, I won't tell your BFF Quixote that you were lying to him forever if you claim that this bitch is Dulcinea so that he marries her. And that is agreed upon. He is almost made governor, or is made governor? Big question mark. Who gives a fuck? So Dulcinea is real. She's basically, like, drags off her helmet. We have an I am no man moment, except it's really anticlimactic and nobody cares. And Quixote is just like, I must renounce my love. And I'm like, you've never met this bitch. And then they just get married, I guess. Like, suddenly they're married.
That was awful. And I didn't watch the credits. It wasn't worth it.
Yeah, the credits were some fucking bullshit. I watched through all of them. I called out a couple of main studios only because I wanted to take a look at them later and never did. Filmax Animation and Lumic Studios were the two big ones. Like, 40% of animation was done at Lumic. There was also Tridente Animation and Bren Entertainment, Trickster, and Zai International. I didn't recognize any of the English voice actors. They had a shocking amount of people work on this movie, and they had an original song.
Why? Where was the song?
I don't know. I don't even know what the original song is. I could not tell you.
God. This movie was so bad, and also it had a PlayStation game that was very bad. I watched a Let's Play of it while we were doing this, just on mute, because obviously who needs it?
Wait. I want to talk about the production before you dive into the game.
Okay, go ahead.
So, this film was released theatrically on November 22nd, 2007 by Lumic and Filmex International. I already gave you a hint, not a hint, but the film earned $18 million on a $19 million budget. In euros, that is 12 million euros and 13 million euros. For some reason, it was also presented at Cannes in 2012. Is it Cannes? It's Cannes, isn't it?
It's Cannes.
The Cannes Film Festival. The film was presented at the Cannes Film Festival in May 2012 for some reason, even though it came out in 2007. Also, this project entered pre-production in late 2004. And like I said, co-financed between Spain and Italy. And it made use of a combined work of 150 technicians and Italian artists who specialized in 3D animation. While still in production, they made a distribution deal with Lusamundo, and the film's trailer was released in May 2007 at SIGGRAPH. Okay. And the post-production on the feature continued through 2007, which is typical. So they premiered it in November in Toledo, Spain. I have to sneeze so bad.
Then just do it.
I know. Excuse me. Anyway, the film was introduced to the European film market in 2008. It was screened around at certain festivals. It was first released in Spanish as Don Quixote, and then it was dubbed into other languages and had non-Spanish actors doing the voice work for the international distribution, as is typical. There are a bunch of titles. Obviously, it was retitled to fit whatever Don Quixote was going on. For some reason, France and most of the places just branded it similar to Don Quixote, except for the US, where it's Donkey X, also in Canada. In Finland, the title translates to The Donkey and the Half Moon Knight. I'm not going to attempt to do the Finnish. Poland had Don Quixote. Greece had Don Quixote. Turkey had essentially Don Quixote. And so did fucking Hungary. Germany as well. For some reason, Romania picked The Troublesome Donkey. And the French went with what translates to Rusio's Bogus Journey. Les Folies Adventures de Rusio.
What the fuck?
I don't know. The UK picked A Donkey's Tale.
Great.
Which is funny because I did, like, as I was kind of watching through this, I was like, this is just a bullshit Knight's Tale. Like, there were Knight's Tale parallels. And I think the UK saw that. And now, talk to us about this video game, please.
Okay, so a 2007 PlayStation 2 game was released with the title Don Quixote that looks about like an early PlayStation 2 game. It looks like shit. And then on top of that, it's a 3D platformer starring the donkey. You're running through the farm and occasionally headbutting people. The collision is garbage. It looks like it was made on $10. It's so bad. And it amazes me that someone bothered to make a video game about this fucking movie. Who had the money? Who was like, yes, we're gonna do this and it's gotta break even? There's no way it did. And yet, here I am, looking at the gameplay of Don Quixote on the PSP, because someone recorded it and now I get to watch it. And let me tell you, it's the same game on PSP as well, where you are a donkey and it is budget AF.
Yeah,
that's it. Like, there's nothing to it. Honestly, the one on PSP, this is upscaled, but it looks as good on PSP as it did on PS2. Except for the donkey animation. That's shit.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. Didn't watch it. Didn't look at it at all.
It's a nightmare. Everything's a nightmare. Everything's awful. This episode is awful. But also,
Don Quixote,
this episode is brought to you by our newest sponsor.
Squarespace.
Frank's Red Hot.
Oh.
Well, it's both.
Yeah.
Frank's Red Hot. I put that shit on everything, especially my Squarespace. Brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace is where we make all of our best websites about Frank's Red Hot sauce. Specifically, www.emilymadethiswebsiteaboutfranksredhot.squarespace.com, which is our new influencer site where we will tell you all of the best things about Frank's Red Hot. What we put it on that day. Today, I'm going to put it on some protein bars. It's going to be terrible.
Yeah.
I'll do it anyway, because Frank's Red Hot needs to sponsor us. Isn't that right, Emily?
Fuck yeah. I actually made this really great, like, buffalo cheese bread. And I'm really, 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 really excited to, like, end this podcast and go eat some.
Then let's do that now.
Fuck yeah.
Sponsor us.
I love you, Frank's
this
Red Hot.
This has been Animated Opinions, a hot sauce podcast.
Yeah. This is going to be right. Bad.
This has been Animated Opinions. We'll see you next week.
On the fucking flip side. Oh shit, I'm Emily.
Bye.
Bye.